Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 177, called Closing a Sale, How to Increase Your Cases. In our previous podcast, LNP 176, you heard Kelly Campbell interview Joe Nugent, who shared tips about acing an interview. In legal nurse consulting, an attorney may hire you over the phone or in person while deciding if he or she wants to have you work on a case. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows on legal nurse business. Do you want to know how to increase your opportunities for closing a sale? You may not think of a conversation with an attorney about a new case as being a sales transaction or sales interview, yet it is. You have something the attorney needs, your expertise and assistance. The attorney has something you need, the ability to pay you for help. Let's talk about closing the loop for closing a sale. Let's say this happens. An attorney calls you about a case. You suspect the attorney may call several legal nurse consultants to do some comparison shopping. The attorney says to you, "This is what the case is about. What would you charge?" You answer the question, and then the case doesn't come in. Now you're trying to determine what happened, and you begin playing telephone tag with the attorney. What can you do to stop that rather futile process? Why weren't you able to close the sale? It could be because the attorney hired somebody else. The attorney forgot about the case because something else became more pressing. The attorney didn't get the message that you called. Here's how to stop the telephone tag game. You can spend a lot of energy chasing a case. Here's how to use that energy for other pursuits. First of all, preempt the chase. Before you end the conversation, talk about next steps. Ask a couple of questions like, "Should you feel that everything I say and that working together is going to be beneficial to you? What are the next steps that you would see? What's the timing? So I know how to follow up with you." Now you have some information. Does the attorney need your help now? Is this a less urgent need? Number two, ask for a date and time for the next conversation. Set a date and time for the follow-up conversation, even if it's just a 10-minute check-in. If a call is not acceptable, it could be an email is the next step. Or you could ask if you can text the attorney. Say, "May I text you to find out where you are in your thinking on this?" If you can get someone to commit to that, most people will honor it. They see it on their calendars and they know that they need an answer for you and you're going to contact them. Third point, at the end of the call, reiterate the information you provided. Offer a way to connect. "Okay, great. Here's all the information. If you have any other questions, please let me know. Let's connect with each other on email." Don't forget that part because you want one more way of being able to communicate with your prospect. If that person called you, you're already connected by phone. Make sure you have an email address, repeat it back for accuracy, and send the person an email thank you note so you make sure you're connected by email. You can even ask for a cell phone number. Sometimes that's an easier way to communicate with someone than even email. Do you ever ignore an email? In contrast, do you ever not see a text message? Suppose you do all of this and the attorney's not available on the date and time of your appointment, and that happens. Contact the assistant and ask to reschedule the call. Communicate by phone, by email, or text. Because the attorney knows you're going to be getting back in touch and you're expecting an answer, ask him or her to tell you, where are you in your thinking? Is the case not ready yet? Have you selected someone else? If so, could you share with me why? And it would help me greatly. Or is there another reason why you're not getting back to me? When you follow these techniques for closing a sale, you stop the endless game of telephone tag and you'll have greater opportunities for getting work. Marketing brings the attorney to your door. Sales enables you to bring the case through your door. Your ability as a legal nurse consultant to fine-tune your sales approach makes the difference between success and failure. I wrote a book called How to Get More Cases, Sales Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. In this book, you'll discover how your personality affects sales. You'll get concrete tips for how to successfully sell to attorneys. You will discover secrets of warming up cold prospects. And there's a chapter on successful sales presentations to get ready for and how to ace a meeting with an attorney who's considering hiring you to work on a case. Lastly, you'll get tips for closing the sale. This book is specifically geared to helping legal nurse consultants bring in more cases. The link for purchasing this book is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's all one word, creating series. And the link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. You can get a 25% discount when you add listened in the coupon code box at checkout. Let's dig a little deeper. How do you get attorneys to purchase your legal nurse consulting services? I get asked this question all the time. The key is to activate the commitment principle. Consider a principle called commitment, which is a way of using leverage. This is a persuasion principle that you can use to close a sales deal. Dr. Robert Cialdini highlighted persuasion principles in the book Influence, Science and Practice. I recommend this book to legal nurse consultants who want to grow their businesses. Commitment is a powerful principle that a lot of people underestimate. I don't see legal nurse consultants using it enough. It is very powerful for persuading an attorney to purchase your services. And to give you an idea of how powerful it is and why you should want to learn this, check out the Sherman experiment. There's a sociologist named Dr. Jim Sherman who is a professor emeritus with Indiana University in Bloomington. He devised an interesting experiment where he called randomly on local residents. And this is what he did. He asked these residents to predict what their answer would be if somebody asked them to donate 3 hours of their time to the American Cancer Society. And this is not something that a lot of people would readily agree to. But when they felt there was no obligation for them to do this, they just had to predict their answer. Very innocently, they made a commitment, and a certain number of people made that commitment. They said, yes, I would donate 3 hours of my time. They may have said it whimsically or said it just because they didn't think they'd have to follow through. It was just a question. What happened is 3 days later, Dr. Sherman had somebody from the American Cancer Society ask them to donate their time. And here's what he found out. Those people who said yes, that they would donate 3 hours of their time if somebody asked them, were 700% more likely to donate 3 hours of their time. This occurred regardless of whether they meant it or not. And this is because it's a commitment principle. This is really very powerful. If you can get people to even harmlessly commit to taking a certain position, and that position is beneficial for you selling something to them in a few days, this is really what you want to use. You're going to knock this out of the park. You're going to get some great leverage. How do you apply this to legal nurse consulting? Suppose an attorney calls you about a case and asks, how long will this take for you to do? You've not seen the records. You don't know how to estimate the amount of time. I ordinarily recommend that you get the records, the signed fee agreement, and a retainer. But suppose the attorney balks at that. There is an alternative. Ask the attorney to send you the records. You'll glance through them, make a determination of your estimate, and then let the attorney know. The attorney has made a mental commitment to use your services by sending you the records. You are one step closer to getting the opportunity to assist with the case. Once you have your estimate, you ask for a retainer and a signed fee agreement. Provided you have assured the attorney of your ability to help, the attorney is one step closer to retaining you. There are a lot of other strategies in my book, How to Get More Cases, Sales Secrets for LNCs. Marketing helps attorneys find you, and sales helps you get the cases. Order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Are you receiving the free transcripts of this show? You can gain the convenience of reading the transcript and being able to refer to the key points in the future without needing to re-listen to the program. Subscribe to the transcripts at this link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. And be sure to check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at legalnursebusiness.com. You'll expand your LNC skills with our resources. Be sure to explore mentorship and coaching opportunities with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, our monthly webinars are at lnceu.com. You'll get 2 webinars each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. That's it for this week. This is Pat Iyer signing off, and thank you so much for listening. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelnceacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lnceacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lnceacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.